Welcome to the Twisted Elfin Bible readings for the 10th of April. The readings are Numbers chapter 28, Proverbs 20, and John chapter 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Numbers chapter 28. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering, my bread, my sacrifices, made by fire, a sweet savour unto me, shall ye deserve to offer unto me in their due season. And thou shalt say unto them, This the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto the Lord, two lambs of the first year, without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, the other lamb shalt thou offer at even, a tenth part of an ephah of flour, for a meat offering, mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which for was ordained in Mount Sinai, for a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, and be a drink offering thereof, shall the fourth part of a hin for one lamb in the holy place, shall thou cause strong wine to be poured unto the Lord for a drink offering, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even as the meat offering of the morning. And as the drink offering thereof thou shalt offer, a sacrifice made by fire, a sweet savour unto the Lord. And by Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth deals of flour, and for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and a drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offerings. And in the beginning of your months ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord. Two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish, and three tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled for one bullock, the tenth deals of the flour and the meat offering, mingled with oil, one ram, several tenth deal of flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering, unto one lamb for a burnt offering and a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And their drink offerings shall be a hin of wine unto a bullock, and the third part of a hin unto a ram, and the fourth part of a hin unto the lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And one kid of the goat for a sin offering unto the Lord shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. And the 15th day of this month shall be the feast. Seven days of unleavened bread shall be eaten, and in the first day shall be a holy conviction. Ye shall do no manner of severe work therein. Ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire, burnt offerings unto the Lord. Two young bullocks, one ram, seven lambs of the first year, and they shall be unto you without blemish, and their meat offering shall flour mingle with oil. Three tenth deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and two tenth deals for a ram, a several tenth deal for a ram, a several tenth deal of every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and one goat for the sin offering, make an atonement for ye. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer the daily throughout the 7 days meat of the sacrifice by fire, for the sweet savour unto the Lord. And it shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have a holy conviction, and ye shall do no severe work also in the days of the first fruits, when ye the new meat offering unto the Lord, your wheat shall be of, be ye shall have a holy conviction. Ye shall do no severe work. Ye shall offer the burnt offering, a sweet savour unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs, an offering, mingle with oil. 3/10 mingle with oil. 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, the 10th part unto 1 ram. A several tenth deal unto 1 lamb, 1 kid goat, and the 7 lamb, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering shall be unto you without blemish, and their drink offerings. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of the king is as a roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honour for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plough by the reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim, every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I made my heart clean, I am pure from sin? Diverse weights, diverse measures. Both of them are an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure, whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even the both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is naught, saith the buyer. But when he is gone his way, then he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that he is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him. Bread of deceit is sweet to the man, but afterward his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advance make war. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets thereof. Meddle not with him that flatteth with his lips. Whoso curseth his father or mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false balance is not good. A man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man understand his own way? It is a snare for man who, after his vows, make inquiry. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Search him, all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the grey head. The blueness of the womb cleanseth away evil, so do the stripes in the inward parts of the belly. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and life the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was true, a light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received to them, gave he the power to the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This is he whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, and he was before me. And the fullness have we received, and the grace for grace. For the law was given, but Moses, grace and truth came, by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this, the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then they said unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, by the prophet Elias. And they which were sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou art not that Christ, nor Elias, neither the prophet? John answered, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, who ye know not. He is coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is whom I said, After me a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But he that should be manifest to Israel, thereof I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. He that the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizeth with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after, John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus, he walked, and he said, Behold the Lamb of God. But two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them follow him, and said unto them, What seek ye? Then they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to be interpreted Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. And they came and saw him, and he dwelt. And they abode with him that day. And it was about the 10th hour, one of the two which heard John speak, and followed him, was Andrew and Simon Peter's brother. He the first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, and said, Thou art Simon, son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, by interpretation Peter. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael come unto him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under a fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, and thou art the King of Israel. And Jesus said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? And thou shalt see greater things than these. And I say unto thee, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter shall see the heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.